A 12-year-old boy was shot and killed by Israeli troops today in the Gaza Strip, according to Palestinian hospital officials. Israeli leaders continue to hold back the tanks massed outside the Gaza border. Israeli media are quoting security sources as saying a scaled-down operation is now being drawn up. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Gaza.
The army said troops shot at suspicious people who ignored warning shots near a fence outside Gaza City. Palestinian witnesses said the boy bled to death after ambulances were initially denied access to the area by the troops. The Israeli cabinet meets again tomorrow amid reports that military leaders are torn between a desire to root out Hamas strongholds in the Gaza Strip and their concern that the crowded Gaza refugee camps could become the scene of heavy fatalities. The Bush administration is hoping to avoid another wave of Palestinian shooting and bomb attacks and Israeli military strikes that could freeze any hope of returning to ceasefire in political negotiations. CIA Director George Tenet is slated to help the Palestinian Authority rebuild and perhaps reform its security forces as one step toward enabling a land for peace deal that many Israelis have already given up for dead. But even in this climate, thousands of peace activists demonstrated in Tel Aviv this evening in support of a unilateral withdrawal from Palestinian territories. In the Jabalia refugee camp in Gaza, residents are still vowing to fight to the death, but a few privately admit that they long for the day when they will no longer be called to fight battles that offer no hope of victory. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Gaza.